Bosses and workers are finally reaching a truce on remote work. I'm Jeff Colvin of Fortune Magazine with the Fortune Business Update. The pandemic changed everything, and since it subsided, the battle has raged. Should office workers have the freedom of working remotely wherever they wish, or should they come into the office every day to encourage collaboration and creativity? New research on over 4,000 companies finds that the big winner is the hybrid approach, but with limits. Half of employers have gone hybrid, with employees required in the office some of the time, on average, 2.5 days a week, right at the midpoint between fully remote and fully in office. So says a report from the Scoop remote work platform. Most of those companies impose rules, with some requiring a minimum number of days in the office and some requiring specific days. The big loser in the report is fully remote work. Only 7% of employers allow it. I'm Jeff Colvin.